Now an item about the Incredible Edible Harvest Festival. All was safely gathered in and in the sunlight as Incredible Edibles Harvest Festival closed the Todmorden Food and Drink Festival fortnight. A fabulous foodie fortnight was promised, and with local food and drink producers linking up with shops, businesses and the town's market for a range of events over 16 days. Some tasty activities were delivered to appreciative palates, helping promote what Todmorden has to offer, plenty of it produced within just a few miles. The festival at Pollination Street, next to the Todmorden Market Hall, closed the event with cooking demonstrations, lots of foodie samples, an apple press, a bicycle-powered smoothie maker. Music included handmade samba dance, a messy church and children's competitions. Also showcased were groups including Todmorden Bee Friendly Collective, Todmorden in Bloom, The Incredible Farm and The Aqua Garden. Mary Clear of Incredible Edible said the day and the fortnight had showed there was so much going on in Todmorden with people adding their own contributions. The festival was a fantastic ending to the foodie fortnight, and with the weather, it was like the Costa del Tod. So many people chipped in. Tony at Ham Corner made a superb vegetarian pie. The Robin Wood Mill team delivered some seating, and a couple of local dentists at the event with their families. On the spot, they started talking to people about sugar in the diet and its effect on our teeth. The food went in double quick time, and music from the Recovery Choir, made up of people recovering from drug, alcohol or other addictions, and the Cloven Hoof Clog Dancers were great to watch. It was a fabulous day, she said. Organisers feel the fortnight as a whole absolutely achieved its aim of showcasing what is produced and presented within the few miles of Todmorden, and in an imaginative way ranging from meal offers, such as that at Site Pizzeria, and local hostelries, film-themed events at the Golden Lion, and tastings in Todmorden Market. Other events like the Beer Festival and Celebration of Languages Festival, the Big Sail Trail, and a sold-out Eliza Carthy Folk Roots concert at the Unitarian Church had made for a September packed with activity.